and welcome to Heartbeat. Recently, I had a staff training day, and one of the activities that we had to do was to pair up with someone that you didn't know very well and find out three things that you both had in common and one thing that was unique about yourself. And at the end of this, we had an opportunity to share about some of the things that we discovered about our friend. And one of the things that someone shared between their pair was that they discovered that they both love getting lost. And I thought that was a really interesting thing to discover about each other. But also, I thought, I don't really like getting lost. If it was myself, I like to know where I'm going. I like to know what's around the corner. Because when I know those things, it helps me to be confident about where I'm going. I don't know about you, but with the few people that I've asked, no one I've met other than these two enjoy getting lost. We all like to know where we're going. We like to know the direction that we're heading. When I get lost, I start to feel anxious. I start to get frustrated because I'm not in control, because I don't know which way, which direction to take. And it made me think how in life, sometimes we can feel like that in decisions that we have to make in life. We're not sure which way to go. We're not sure which direction to take, which step to take to go the next part of our lives. And we can begin to feel lost and anxious in our own lives. And it's funny that this happened, this like activity that we did the other day, because I'd only just been praying around that time, these words that I wrote in my prayer journal. I said, Lord, it feels tiring not knowing the way. Lord, would you show me the way and then I will trust in you. And when I wrote that last sentence, because I like to write out my prayers word for word, so I wrote these words. I said, Lord, would you show me the way and then I will trust in you. As soon as I had written those words, I thought to myself, Em, I think you've got it wrong. Should it not be, Lord, I trust in you, would you show me the way? So first is trust, then ask God for the way. Trust always comes first, and then God gives us direction. Trust comes first before direction. But so often for me, when I'm asking for something from God, before I give him my trust, I ask him for the sign. I ask him to show me that I'm going the right way before I give my full self to what he's asking of me. But instead, what I should be doing is putting my trust in God first. And I do that by reminding myself of who God is, that God is pure love, that God will never leave me, that God will always provide, that God cares for me, that I have a God who's compassionate towards me, who always wants to provide for my needs. And when I put my trust in God because I know who he is, then he's able to show me the way. You know, I was reading recently about a saint called Saint Benedict, and he lived in the 5th century. And Saint Benedict was a monk and a very holy man, and he actually left the city to live in a cave for a certain amount of time because he wanted to be by himself. He just wanted to focus on God. But the holiness of this man was so great that people were drawn to him. And when they would come to him, they would bring him their needs. They would plead with him for help. And the first thing that he would do every time is he would take the need to prayer. And he would pray so diligently because he had such a trust and reliance on God that God would provide. And every time God did. And it made me think so much about how I don't put my trust in him as deeply as that, as what we are asked to do, as what we're called to do. So I should trust first, and then God will show me the way. Now, in the book of Psalms, we have some beautiful pieces of scripture that David wrote. And the book of Psalms is beautiful because it's really an honest book of David writing to God. You can see him when he's on a high, when he's going through great things in life, and then you can see him in the valleys when he's really low, when things aren't going well. And there's a psalm that I want to share with you where David cries out in his own personal prayer to God, where he's being pursued by enemies, and so he's feeling anxious at this time. And he prays this in Psalm 143, verse 8. Let me hear of your steadfast love in the morning, for in you I put my trust. Teach me the way I should go, for to you I lift up my soul. So here is David saying, God, I'm going to be reminded of your love. I'm reminding myself of your love. And then I put my trust in you because I know who you are, because I know of the love that you have for me. And then his next line is, teach me the way I should go. So first, David's put his trust in God. He's not relying on himself. He's putting his trust in God. And then he asks that God would show him which way to go. And it made me think about when we put our trust first in God, the reason that we would do that is that we're showing to God that we're open to his ways, that we do rely on him, that we're trusting in him, that he has the perfect plan for us. Whereas if I do it the other way around and I say, no, God, show me first, then what I'm doing is I'm actually kind of taking a bit of control. I'm keeping my control and I'm wanting God to show me the way that works for how I want the way to go. And it's to meet my expectations. But when I let go of control and I trust in God, I'm giving God an open heart that says, God, I know you have the best plan for me. Would you now show me? And it's a different way of relating to God. And it's only something that each of us individually can do. And sometimes it's easy to do it in some areas of our lives and not in others. And that's something that we can ask God to help us work on. But that's why we trust first, so that we're showing God this open heart that is ready to hear from him, and that we're trusting in his ways, his best plans that he has for us. So right now, if there's something in your life that you're wanting God to show you the way, then I encourage you right now, have that in your mind while we pray, and let's entrust that to God and be open to what God wants to do with it. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Lord, I thank you for this opportunity to pray to you today, that we can bring you our needs, that we can ask for direction. And Lord, as we do that, would you help us to trust in you, to trust that you have the perfect plan, that you will show us the way, and give us these open hearts. Grace us, Lord, with an ability to be open to your ways and help us to entrust ourselves to you. And we ask this in your mighty name. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.